Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
How appropriate that we should have a piece from heart bringing us into an interview with the two ladies who are with us right now, Maria Rodale and her daughter, Maya Rodale, the authors of It's My Pleasure, A Revolutionary Plan to Free Yourself from Guilt and Create the Life You Want. I want one of these. Maria, can I have one?
Sure can. You can have whatever you want.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you so much.
And Maya, welcome to you too.
Thank you.
It's good to have you ladies with us. And I told the audience before you got here, I said, ladies, you're going to want to hear what these two ladies have to say. I think they're going to help you to maybe get a little more pleasure out of your life. And I said, guys, I'm not saying that there won't be anything for us, but at least we need to pay attention to what you guys are doing, because just to see what you're up to.
Well, exactly. Also, when women have more pleasure in their lives, the men benefit.
It's funny how that works, isn't it? Okay. Now, my audience, as you know, I'm the only guy who talks to small business owners 5 days a week, and actually in on the internet and some radio markets 7 days a week. And so what is it that the small business women owners need to know about getting more pleasure in their life?
Well, the first thing is, women who started businesses are already on the right track because they've done something, they've taken action to do something that they want to do in their lives. But it's really important for women to take time for themselves and to not feel guilty about fulfilling their passion, with whether it's with their business or whatever they decide to do.
Now that's a very interesting point that you make, Maria. And Maya, is this a problem for women? Do women have a guilt problem?
Yeah, we've had it for thousands of years. It's come from our religions and society that wants us to stay in our place, and even sometimes from our own mothers passing it on to their daughters.
Yeah.
Not my mom, of course. But,
The first step to sort of freeing yourself from guilt is understanding why it's there and where it comes from.
Well, let's talk about what that guilt might look like, because I hear the women in my life talking about this. And, one very close to me says, I do guilt very, very easily. And she does claim that it came from her mother.
Well, we've been trained to meet other people's needs so well for so long, but we haven't been taught how to meet our own needs. And even though women are now free to do all these things, it's like the lingering trauma of guilt that's there. And for people my age, middle age, our mothers didn't have the choices that we had. So they kind of made us feel guilty because it was like they wanted us to go in a certain path. And anytime we broke the rules, we were, troublemakers or whatever. And what we found is that there's this great tradition of women who've broken the rules and succeeded and live lives of pleasure. And we feel that women should know about these women.
Well, Maria, it what amazes me is that I'm in that category you just described. I'm a little bit long in the tooth, probably longer in the tooth than you are. And the thing is that after 40 years of the liberation of women, it's amazing to me that we still in the 21st century we still have to talk about this. Are you amazed at that?
Well, that's why we wrote this book. We were stunned to find out, for instance, that. There was a woman who ran for president before women had the right to vote. And, I went to school and I have two daughters who never learned about this woman.
And I took so many women's studies classes in college at NYU, which is a very liberal school. And so many girls in these classes would say, I believe in equality for women, but I'm not a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
And all the cool women we learned about, and that we cover in the book, like Victoria Woodhull, I didn't learn about her in school. I had to do that on my own.
So there's been a real gap in sort of our education of women. So we've been, it's like our handcuffs have been taken off, but we haven't been taught how to see the world.
But and that's really so what I think I hear you saying is that women have been that the world has pretty much liberated women to a large degree, but we haven't liberated ourselves. Is that what I hear you saying?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And the main
This is starting to scare me a little bit, ladies. I'm getting this and it's starting to scare me a little bit.
Why would you be scared?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to get in touch with my feminine side here, ladies. So I don't know how well it's working. But what does all this mean? I got to tell you a quick story. I don't know if you know Dr. Sheree Carter Scott, but she's a great lady and a great force for all entrepreneurs, but especially for women. And one day she was on my show and she was a little bit exasperated with her husband, I think. I don't think she'd mind me telling this story. But she said something that you reminded me of a minute ago, Maria. She said, I said, what's the matter, Sheree? She said, men are the best at getting their needs met.
That's right.
Now, what you just said is that women are not so good at that.
Right. And what we outline in our book is how women can get in touch with what their own needs are and meet their own needs first so that they can then meet everybody else's needs without the resentment and the anger and, the bitterness that we're so good at.
And this is a lot of this, Maya, is stuff that you guys bring on yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely can be.
So how do ladies get rid of that? How do you jettison the guilt and all the stuff it's really unproductive, and I know it's unproductive in the marketplace.
Yeah, well, one of the first things we suggest is that you women and men take some time alone in their rooms or wherever and think about what they like and what gives them pleasure and what they don't like, and then think about what changes they can make in their lives so that there is more pleasure, and then go out and do it.
Can we in exchange, and I'm not trying to change the name of your book at all, and I don't take issue with anything that you're saying here, but I use the word happiness instead of pleasure. How about that?
Well, we thought about that when we were naming the book, and, happiness, just like sadness, it's a fleeting emotion. You can be happy and you can be sad, but pleasure is something that you can do and give to yourself, whether you're sad or happy.
Right.
And it leads, more pleasure leads to more happiness. But we have to get over the guilt about the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've found, as being in health publishing, we have a family business ourselves,
right,
is that most of the things that women feel guilty about that are pleasurable are actually really good for you.
Mm-hmm. Like chocolate. We've learned that dark chocolate is actually healthy.
Chocolate,
exactly.
Taking naps, sex.
Naps are good. I like naps.
Yeah.
Stand by. I'm getting more and more concerned about this, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through this interview. Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back with the mother and daughter team of Maria Rodell and Maya Rodell. The book is called It's My Pleasure. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friends, Maria Rodell and her daughter, Maya Rodell. They're the authors of It's My Pleasure. And ladies, you got a website you'd like to give us and also tell us where the book's available?
Well, you can go to itsmypleasure.com.
All right.
And we sell the books there, or you can go to Amazon. But we also, on our website, we have a quiz that you can take that will tell you if you need more pleasure in your life.
And we're going to talk about the results of that quiz in just a minute. But before we go any further, Maria, tell us about some of the publications that you guys are make available that people might recognize. You said the South Beach Diet?
We've published, Rodell Incorporated has published the South Beach Diet, and we publish Men's Health Magazine, Prevention Magazine, Organic Style, Runner's World. And we're a third-generation family business.
All right. Well, good for you. And is there a website there that you'd like to give us?
Rodale.com.
Rodale.com. And also, folks, the book's available wherever books are sold. I didn't take the test, that you mentioned a minute ago, because I was a little bit afraid to, and I didn't know what might happen, but I did go over and find out that there are four categories that you might fit into after you take the test that they have in the book, folks, and I want to identify them for you, and ladies, I want you to talk about them. One of them is pleasure Puritan. The next one is pleasure pincher. That sounds like a, well, I won't go there. And then the other one is pleasure adventurous, and then pleasure revolutionary. Now, tell us about these four categories.
Well, clearly we want, you know, all women to end up in the pleasure revolutionary category, and there's a great tradition of women.
Is the world ready for that, Maria?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The world, there's been, in the book we write about pleasure revolutionaries who were alive, you know.
Or ancient.
Mm-hmm. You know, before the Bible even.
Yeah, and we define a pleasure revolutionary as a woman who lives life by her own rules, guided by love and compassion.
Right.
And some, you know, where a lot of women are starting is the kind of pleasure Puritan. You know, those are women who...
They haven't given themselves permission to have pleasure, have they?
No, and in fact, you know, they kind of like pain a little bit.
Uh-oh.
It makes them feel like...
Noble.
And we're not... This is not a good thing for them, and it holds them back, and it makes them unproductive, and it certainly doesn't make them become effective small business owners, I think.
Right. You know, these are not women that are fun to be around, and you know, one of the things about pleasure is, you know, just the ability to have a sense of humor and to laugh and enjoy life, you know, even while you're working really hard, is really important.
Right.
So a pleasure pincher is a little bit better than a pleasure Puritan. You know, there's hope there. but they really can benefit from our book.
All right. What would a pleasure pincher look like?
Well, she's someone who, she needs more pleasure, and she needs a lot of it, but she's kind of miserly about it.
Is she a lady who wouldn't actually do anything overt herself to demonstrate that she's looking for pleasure, but she likes to be around people who do?
Right, or if, you know, if somebody kind of forced her to have pleasure, she would welcome it.
She would never tell a joke herself, but she'd laugh at one if somebody told her.
That's right.
All right. All right, what about the pleasure adventurous, Maya?
She's a woman that's well on her way. She just needs... you know, she's had a taste of pleasure and a life of pleasure, but she's not quite there yet to pleasure revolutionary stage.
Right. All right.
But she might not be willing to break the rules yet that she needs to break to get all the way.
So maybe just needs a little bit more inspiration.
What do you say to people who would read your book or who would listen to what we're saying and say that this sounds a little hedonistic, it sounds a little bit self-absorbed, it sounds a little bit bohemian? What do you say about that, Maria?
Well, that's exactly what women have been told for thousands of years.
Because, and Maria, you're a little bit of a bohemian, aren't you?
A little bit.
Yeah. See, I got that out of your book, by the way.
But I work really hard, and you know, and I've accomplished a lot.
Well, you're an employed bohemian.
And you know, there's no shame in you know, a lot of the tradition of pleasure, you know, take drinking, for instance. You know, women or men think, oh, pleasure, that's drinking, and then you get drunk. We say in our book, those aren't the kind of pleasures we're talking about. You know,
mm-hmm.
nobody wants a hangover. You know, mm-hmm. nobody wants to have a promiscuous, emotionless, you know, terrible life. You know, the pleasures that we celebrate are, you know, spending time with your family and, you know, enjoying nature, taking time to, you know, get enough rest for yourself.
It sounds to me like you're saying make sure your priorities are straight and making sure that one of your priorities is you.
Exactly.
And also, it's not totally selfish. We think that when your own needs are met, you have more to give others, and it feels better to give and receive when it's done with pleasure instead of resentment.
Well, one concession I'm going to make today, ladies, is that when women are finding pleasure and women are happy, more people benefit probably from that in their communities than when men do. I'm going to concede that to you. Because you know, well, you know, and I have a sign that says, "When Mama ain't happy, nobody's happy."
That's true.
Ladies, give us your website one more time, please.
It'smypleasure.com.
It'smypleasure.com and Rodale.com, right?
Rodale.com.
That's exactly. The publishing company. Ladies, will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
Love to.
We would love to.
Well done today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
The book is called It's My Pleasure. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Phil Holland. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.